No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 27th day of July. Welcome, everyone. We have turned the page together. We started a brand new week yesterday, brand new translation yesterday, and today we continue in the book of Isaiah. Today we read Isaiah chapters 44 through 48, and this week we are reading the English Standard Version, Isaiah chapter 44. But now hear, O Jacob my servant, Israel whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord who made you, who formed you from the womb and will help you. Fear not, O Jacob my servant, Jeshurun whom I have chosen, for I will pour water on the thirsty land, and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring, and my blessing on your descendants. They shall spring up among the grass like willows by flowing streams. This one will say, I am the Lord's. Another will call on the name of Jacob, and another will write on his hand, the Lord's, and name himself by the name of Israel. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. Who is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and set it before me. Since I appointed an ancient people, let them declare what is to come and what will happen. Fear not, nor be afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it? And you are my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? There is no rock. I know not any. All who fashion idols are nothing, and the things they delight in do not profit. Their witnesses neither see nor know, that they may be put to shame. Who fashions a god or casts an idol that is profitable for nothing? Behold, all his companions shall be put to shame, and the craftsmen are only human. Let them all assemble, let them stand forth. They shall be terrified. They shall be put to shame together. The ironsmith takes a cutting tool and works it over the coals. He fashions it with hammers and works it with his strong arm. He becomes hungry and his strength fails. He drinks no water and is faint. The carpenter stretches a line. He marks it out with a pencil. He shapes it with planes and marks it with a compass. He shapes it into the figure of a man with the beauty of a man to dwell in a house. He cuts down cedars, or he chooses a cypress tree or an oak and lets it grow strong among the trees of the forest. He plants a cedar and the rain nourishes it. Then it becomes fuel for a man. He takes a part of it and warms himself. He kindles a fire and bakes bread. Also, he makes a god and worships it. He makes it an idol and falls down before it. Half of it he burns in the fire. Over the half he eats meat. He roasts it and is satisfied. Also, he warms himself and says, Aha, I am warm. I have seen the fire. And the rest of it he makes into a god, his idol, and falls down to it and worships it. He prays to it and says, Deliver me, for you are my God. They know not, nor do they discern, for he has shut their eyes so that they cannot see, and their hearts so that they cannot understand. No one considers, nor is there knowledge or discernment to say, Half of it I burned in the fire. I also baked bread on its coals. I roasted meat and have eaten. And shall I make the rest of it an abomination? Shall I fall down before a block of wood? He feeds on ashes. A deluded heart has led him astray, and he cannot deliver himself or say, Is there not a lie in my right hand? Remember these things, O Jacob, and Israel, for you are my servant. I formed you. You are my servant, O Israel. You will not be forgotten by me. I have blotted out your transgressions like a cloud and your sins like mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Sing, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout, O depths of the earth. Break forth into singing, O mountains, O forest, and every tree in it. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and will be glorified in Israel. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, who formed you from the womb. I am the Lord who made all things, who alone stretched out the heavens, who spread out the earth by myself, who frustrates the signs of liars and makes fools of diviners, who turns wise men back and makes their knowledge foolish, who confirms the word of his servant and fulfills the counsel of his messengers, who says of Jerusalem, she shall be inhabited, and the cities of Judah, they shall be built, and I will raise up their ruins. Who says to the deep, be dry, I will dry up your rivers. Who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and he shall fulfill all my purpose, saying of Jerusalem, she shall be built, and of the temple, your foundation shall be laid. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped, to subdue nations before him, and to loose the belts of kings, to open doors before him, that gates may not be closed. I will go before you and level the exalted places. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hoards in secret places, that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who call you by your name. For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel, my chosen, I call you by your name. I name you, though you do not know me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I equip you, though you do not know me, that people may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make well-being and create calamity. I am the Lord who does all these things. Shower, O heavens, from above, and let the clouds rain down righteousness. Let the earth open that salvation and righteousness may bear fruit. Let the earth cause them both to sprout. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe to him who strives with him who formed him, a pot among earthen pots. Does the clay say to him who forms it, what are you making? Or your work has no handles. Woe to him who says to a father, what are you begetting? Or to a woman, with what are you in labor? Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and the one who formed him, ask me of things to come. Will you command me concerning my children and the work of my hands? I made the earth and created man on it. It was my hands that stretched out the heavens, and I commanded all their host. I have stirred him up in righteousness, and I will make all his ways level. He shall build my city and set my exiles free, not for price or reward, says the Lord of hosts. Thus says the Lord, the wealth of Egypt and the merchandise of Cush and the Sabians, men of stature, shall come over to you and be yours. They shall follow you. They shall come over in chains and bow down to you. They will plead with you, saying, surely God is in you, and there is no other, no God besides him. Truly you are a God who hides himself, O God of Israel, the Savior. All of them are put to shame and confounded. The markers of idols go in confusion together. But Israel is saved by the Lord with everlasting salvation. You shall not be put to shame or confounded to all eternity. For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, he is God, who formed the earth and made it. He established it. He did not create it empty. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I did not speak in secret in a land of darkness. I did not say to the offspring of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak the truth. I declare what is right. Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, you survivors of the nations. They have no knowledge, who carry about their wooden idols and keep on praying to a God that cannot save. Declare and present your case. Let them take counsel together. Who told this long ago? Who declared it of old? Was it not I, the Lord? And there is no other God besides me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none besides me. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is no other. By myself I have sworn, From my mouth has gone out in righteousness, a word that shall not return. To me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear allegiance. Only in the Lord it shall be said of me, a righteousness and strength. To him shall come and be ashamed all who were incensed against him. In the Lord all the offspring of Israel shall be justified and shall glory. Bel bows down, Nebo stoops. Their idols are on beasts and livestock. These things you carry are borne as burdens on weary beasts. They stoop, they bow down together. They cannot save the burden, but themselves go into captivity. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been born by me from before your birth, carried from the womb, even to your old age I am he, and to gray hairs I will carry you. I have made, and I will bear. I will carry and will save. To whom will you liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be alike? Those who lavish gold from the purse and weigh out silver in the scales. Hire a goldsmith and he makes it into a god. Then they fall down in worship. They lift it to their shoulders. They carry it. They set it in its place and it stands there. It cannot move from its place. If one cries to it, it does not answer or save him from his trouble. Remember this and stand firm. Recall it to mind, you transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purpose, calling a bird of prey from the east, the man of my counsel from a far country. I have spoken, and I will bring it to pass. I have purposed, and I will do it. Listen to me, you stubborn of heart, you who are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. It is not far off, and my salvation will not delay. I will put salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground without a throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans. For you shall no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind flour. Put off your veil. Strip off your robe. Uncover your legs. Pass through the rivers. Your nakedness shall be uncovered, and your disgrace shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will spare no one. Our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, is the Holy One of Israel. Sit in silence and go into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no more be called the mistress of kingdoms. I was angry with my people. I profaned my heritage. I gave them into your hand. You showed them no mercy. On the aged, you made your yoke exceedingly heavy. You said, I shall be mistress forever, so that you did not lay these things to heart or remember their end. Now therefore hear this, you lover of pleasures, who sit securely, who say in your heart, I am, and there is no one besides me. I shall not sit as a widow or know the loss of children. These two things shall come to you in a moment, in one day. The loss of children and widowhood shall come upon you in full measure, in spite of your many sorceries and the great power of your enchantments. You felt secure in your wickedness. You said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge led you astray, and you said in your heart, I am, and there is no one besides me. But evil shall come upon you, which you will not know how to charm away. Disaster shall fall upon you, for which you will not be able to atone, and ruin shall come upon you suddenly, of which you know nothing. Stand fast in your enchantments and your many sorceries with which you have labored from your youth. Perhaps you may be able to succeed. Perhaps you may inspire terror. You are wearied with your many counsels. Let them stand forth and save you, those who divide the heavens, who gaze at the stars, who at the new moons make known what shall come upon you. Behold, they are like stubble. The fire consumes them. They cannot deliver themselves from the power of the flame. No coal for warming oneself is this, no fire to sip before. Such to you are those with whom you have labored, who have done business with you from your youth. They wander about, each in his own direction. There is no one to save you. Hear this, O house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Israel, and who came from the waters of Judah, who swear by the name of the Lord and confess the God of Israel, but not in truth or right. For they call themselves after the holy city and stay themselves on the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name. The former things I declared of old, they went out from my mouth and I announced them. Then suddenly I did them and they came to pass. Because I know that you are obstinate and your neck is an iron sinew and your forehead brass. I declared them to you from of old. Before they came to pass, I announced them to you. Lest you should say, my idol did them. My carved image and my metal image commanded them. You have heard. Now see all this. And will you not declare it? From this time forth, I announce to you new things, hidden things that you have not known. They are created now, not long ago. Before today you have never heard of them, lest you should say, behold, I knew them. You have never heard, you have never known. From of old your ear has not been opened. For I knew that you would surely deal treacherously, and that from before birth you were called a rebel. For my name's sake I defer my anger. For the sake of my praise I restrain it for you, that I may not cut you off. Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tried you in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake, for my own sake, I do it. For how should my name be profaned? My glory I will not give to another. Listen to me, O Jacob and Israel, whom I called. I am he, I am the first, and I am the last. My hand laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand spread out the heavens. When I call to them, they stand forth together. Assemble all of you and listen. Who among them has declared these things? The Lord loves him. He shall perform his purpose on Babylon, and his arm shall be against the Chaldeans. I, even I, have spoken and called him. I have brought him, and he will prosper in his way. Draw near to me. Hear this. From the beginning I have not spoken in secret. From the time it came to be, I have been there. And now the Lord God has sent me and his Spirit. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. Oh, that you had paid attention to my commandments. Then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Your offspring would have been like the sand, and your descendants like its grains. Their name would never be cut off or destroyed from before me. Go out from Babylon, flee from Chaldea. Declare this with a shout of joy, proclaim it, send it out to the end of the earth. Say, the Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. They did not thirst when he led them through the deserts. He made water flow for them from the rock. He split the rock, and the water gushed out. There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. Okay, I know that these chapters in Isaiah and even a lot of the Old Testament prophets, we can get lost, we can get glazed over. It can start sounding redundant. It can even start sounding just quite condemning without a lot of grace or mercy, and we can then start pegging God as something that he's not when we don't understand context and when we don't consider the actions of a people that have broken a covenant with God. So just real quickly, a quick overview. We begin the reading today by hearing the comparison of Almighty God, the creator of heavens and earth, how he created heavens and earth and the magnificence of creation, to the equation of worshiping a powerless wooden idol. And essentially that the same worship is being given to idols of the dead that were never living, that are powerless, empty. And before we go, yes, how ridiculous of those people to do such a thing. We must consider what we have placed above Almighty God. In the 45th chapter today, we hear God reminding of his sovereignty. And I love the visualization of how God defends himself through creation. And then we just have, we have the gavel just sort of hitting the desk. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I did not speak in secret in a land of darkness. I did not say to the offspring of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak the truth. I declare what is right. Yes and amen. In chapter 46, we see the contrast of the idols of Babylon against the one true God. Chapter 47, we hear God pronouncing judgment and the impending humiliation and fall of Babylon. And then finally in chapter 48 today, I think we could summarize it with this one verse that pokes its head out amongst all of the other words in this chapter. Hear this, O house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Israel and who came from the waters of Judah, who swear by the name of the Lord and confess the God of Israel, but not in truth or right. Essentially, they're being called out on their hypocrisy. You are claiming one thing, but you lack truth and you lack righteousness. I think I could save us some time and just tell you from experience. I can tell you from firsthand experience, God will always humble the proud in one way or the other. He will humble the proud. He will give us every opportunity to turn, and we get to decide if we're going to double down on that pride and go, nope, I'm good. I've got this. There's nothing here that needs worked on. Or if we will actually humble ourselves and say, you're right. Nothing can be done and hidden in secret that you do not know about. Literally and figuratively, there are things done literally in secret that we keep quiet. There are things figuratively that we are keeping from our own selves because we are too prideful to admit. We are too arrogant to think there's anything here that needs working on. We are so consumed with everyone and everything else. We think we have got it right and all together. We are good. We have done all of the rituals. We go through all of the motions. We look the part. We play the part. We give. What else do you want from us? God wants our full surrender, our whole heart, our complete trust in him, faithfulness to him, obedience to him, dependency on him, and to hunger and thirst for righteousness, to stand for justice, to walk humbly, to love mercy, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to attend to the widow and the orphan, to see the overlooked, to welcome the stranger among us, to hate our own sin and love and walk in the light and the truth and in righteousness, to abstain from wickedness, to despise evil, to turn from our ways, to worship Him and Him alone, to reach for wisdom, to walk in and utilize the fruit of the Spirit available to us, to forgive those that have hurt us, to forgive our enemies, and to love one another. We get it so wrong sometimes. We're so busy doing for the kingdom that we forgot to nurture and cultivate and prune, pluck, weed, fertilize, water the soil of our being, of our heart. So, with all of that said today, we cannot overlook the importance of the words that we are reading and the prophecies of the prophets in the Old Testament in the coming days and where we are right now. So, Father, we thank you for your word. It is so hard when we have learned incorrect and incomplete things about you and think that we've got it right and that we have it all. And we're good. And we're good on our doing. And we've neglected our being. We are so busy doing things to be seen by important people and thinking that we are pleasing you by our doing. But we have neglected the character, the persons that we are, the person of ourself that make up our character. We have neglected the wounds of our hearts and allowed bitterness and resentment and pride and entitlement to grow. We are fiercely dependent on ourselves and our ways and our systems. And we are ignorant to your ways, holding on to our reasons and our justifications for our hurt and our offenses, and we not even fail to forgive, we reach for revenge to those that have harmed us and hurt us. May we know your ways, your thoughts, your heart, so that we may walk according to your ways in paths of righteousness for your namesake. Help us to surrender our pride, God, that we may depend on you, that we may reach for your ways that do not make sense to those that do not know you but claim to know everything about you. Heal us as your people, God. May we surrender our pride and lay it at your feet before you humble us. That is hard work. It requires hard work, but we can do hard things because we do not do them alone. And we thank you for being with us. Shine the light on our hearts to illuminate the things that we must clean and rid ourselves of, God, so that you can come and plant on good seed and grow good fruit, that our lives would display the fruit of the Spirit, that give good fruit and produce good fruit. It's an everlasting life that never ends, because good fruit produces good fruit, produces good seed to produce good fruit. This is eternal life. And may we find it in you alone. I pray this all today in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of your mighty Holy Spirit. Amen.
Good morning, my DABC family. This is Edie Marie in Northeast Ohio. Man, I just love you guys. And I've been praying for all of you as your prayers come in. And I can't tell you enough how much I appreciated all of your prayers for Cameron and Grandpa Scott and the family as we were dealing with their cancers and their passings. It meant so, so much to me. Today is Tuesday. Friday, we will be having the celebration of life for both of them. Since, you know, they died within a week of each other, that was the decision to do it together. And then on Monday the 27th would have been Cameron's third birthday. So I have put together a fundraiser at ice cream place here locally, and it will be donating to the Wishes Can Happen, the organization that did his wish trip that allowed all of the family to be with Cameron when he passed away. I would just like you to pray that God will be glorified in both of these activities, and that I've invited everybody I can think of to the fundraiser, and just so the family can see how much they are loved, and that God does work things together for good. So I just pray that God is glorified, and that all who need to can come to a saving grace in Him in relationship.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Chronological. This is God's love, carrying God's light. The end of last year was a difficult one for myself, as I had a miscarriage at the very end of the year. But God has been faithful, and He's given me another bundle of joy, which I call God's light. However, at 16 weeks and 3 days pregnant, my water broke, so I now do not have any amniotic fluid, which is why I'm here to ask for prayers, because there's nothing the doctors can do. The only person that can help me at this point in time, the only person that can be with my baby and protect the baby, is God. I need God. I know He's with me. And my prayer is that the living water that is better than any other water in this world, any water that the amniotic fluid can give this baby, would surround this baby and help this baby to grow and mature, help the lungs to develop, help the limbs to develop. My plan is to come back here once a week as a touch point to update you all. But for now, baby is doing very well. Baby is a fighter, and I plan to fight alongside baby with the help of the Holy Spirit. So please pray alongside myself and my family in this difficult time. Thank you all. Have a blessed day. Bye.